The House passed a bill barring schools that receive federal funds from allowing transgender athletes to participate in women's sports. The final vote fell largely along party lines. Republicans voted for it unanimously. All but three Democrats voted against it. As a father of two daughters, I can tell you very clearly that there is no scenario or situation where I would want to see my daughters competing against biological males, West Virginia Republican Representative Riley Moore said. This bill is sloppy, vague, and prejudiced, California Democratic Representative Sarah Jacobs said. The legislation is officially called the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. The bill makes it a violation of Title IX for sports programs to permit a male to participate in an athletic activity that is designated for females. It states sex is recognized solely on the person's reproductive biology at birth. What should be an opportunity for young women to thrive and compete has been clouded by an agenda that prioritized so-called inclusion over fairness, Minnesota Republican Representative Tom Emmer said. Democrats oppose the bill for many reasons. One of their biggest concerns is that it does not distinguish programs based on age or competition level. They contend it could apply to young girls playing in grade school leagues the same as it does to NCAA athletes, so long as the program receives federal funding. The bill's exact language is participation with any athletic team. This is interrogation of young girls about their bodies. This is asking people to show them what is underneath their underwear. Vermont Democratic Representative Becca Balint said, "It's vile. It's twisted. They don't want to talk about the details. It's an absolute invasion of children's privacy." The House approved the bill last year, but it was never considered in the Senate. It's unclear if it could get 60 votes in that chamber, even with the new Republican majority.